Today we're learning Simon Reis Samach Tes. We're going to try to learn a Simon in one day. Now, your photostats are misleading because you can see very clearly that Reis Samach Tes only has four Seifim. However, if you read the little letters after Reis Samach Tes, Isser Aroya, Isbegerim, Vedinam, Lenyedis, Vachalitza, it says Bo Yud Aleph Seifim. This trick was done by the Shurin Consulting Company. Who I neglected to tell to include the whole Reis Samach Tes. So we're going to learn, even though it's 11 Seifim, the first 8 Seifim are really one halacha. The phone number, 252-6617. All their work is free. We never charge.
Can I get that number again?
Okay, let's talk about Isser Aroya. It's something I don't think we ever give a lot of thought to. The Yetzer Hara for marrying relatives is bottle. As a matter of fact, it seems to have been replaced by a tendency to become frustrated at relatives rather than love them in a romantic way. Nevertheless, it's a very big part of the Torah. Many mitzvahs are included. So it's not possible to start without an overview of which arayas are asa for b'nei Noach, and which arayas are asa for b'nei Yisrael. The gra in Sukkot and Gimel, you can see a long gra, is basically the overview as I'll present it. Who is a ben Noach prohibited from marrying? Who's a ben Noach? Why do Yisrael arayas exist for a ben Noach? So as the gra quotes, the Rambam, Shesh arayas, there are six arayas that are also to ben Noach. However, you'll see in a second, it's not really six, because the six are ben Noach is prohibited from marrying Imai, his mother, and Achoisai, his sister from his mother's side, and Eshes Aviv, the only relative on the father's side, which is really a machlaikis in the Gemara. Rabbi Lez learns it from Maribay Akra, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. But the Rambam counts three relatives, and then he counts Eshes Ish, Zachar, and Behema. To be Baal Zachar and to be Baal Behema, those three are not really relatives, Eshes Ish, Zachar, Behema. So it's really three relatives that are Aser. What? And
the Supreme Court didn't have this as a Rambam.
The Supreme Court didn't have this, yeah. So there are essentially three relatives that are asur to ben Noach, and we have a idea that by b'nei Noach, tzad ha'av, relatives on the father's side, sherav, are not relatives. Zir masusim zir masam. It's really a hasmachta al kra. It's not like most people think, because you never know who the father is. A mother you know, a father you don't know. It's not true. Even twins that are born in the same birth, by b'nei Noach, there's no krevus ha'av. Obviously, it was one father, but there's no krevus ha'an d'tzad ha'av by b'nei Noach. The Gemara brings a pasuk, embracious. Anybody? We embracious. Avraham Avinu tells Avimelech that Sara is my sister, but what's the lashon akra? It's achais avi v'lo achais imi. He says, the father from my sister, of my father, not of my mother. What's he saying? Because on the father's side, there's no kravus by b'nei Noach. So that's the basic rundown. Now, how many arayas are also to Yisrael? So there are yudches arayas. It depends a little how you count. If you count both types of brother-in-law as one. But it's listed as 18 arayas. 7 from your father's side. 7 from your mother's side. And I'm sorry, 7, you know, 7 from your father's side, 7 from your mother's side, and 4 through marriage, like your brother's wife. 4 through marriage, 7, 7, and 4. 7, that's 18 arayas, plus 4 that are not relatives. The 4 that are not relatives are, again, Zachar, Behema, Eshes Ish, and Nida. Nida is not really an erva, but it's Issacharis. So there are 4 more. So there are 22 people not allowed to marry on for Yisrael. 7, 7, 4, and 4 who are not relatives. So there are 18 relatives, and Benayach only has 3. Now, the reason is a bit simple. 7, 7, 4, well, the 7 mitzad ha'av, I already told you, don't count. So that of the 18, you deduct 7. The 4 that are through marriage, ain't ishus la'akum, so you deduct those 4. So you're left with the 7 mitzad ha'aim, and of those 7 mitzad ha'aim, they said only 3. If I'm, this machiz of Rekiv and Rebbe Lez, if I'm a special Rebbe Akra, machina. Yeah, okay. But that's the basic rundown of 18 plus 4 and 3 plus 3 as far as the level of Arayas. There's a brisker Rav who explains the brach of the Masada Kedushin. Three parts of the bracha. So Asr esharusais v'hitalanu nesuais eris and nesuim. We understand this part of the bracha. But what does Hashem says it's tzivanu al arayais? What does tzivanu al arayais have to do with tzedek kedushin? So he said because Klal Yisrael has arayais that come through marriage. The kedushin could create another mitzvah. When you get married, you have another mitzvah. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Now I marry your wife's mother. So that marriage creates new mitzvahs, tivanu al harayis. That's how the Brisker Rav explained. But anyway, these things are gzeres hakasiv. They're klolim, but they're gzeres hakasiv. As I said, 18 plus 4 on the for Yisrael. Sometimes you see it listed as chof alif harayis. Because nida, even though it's in a sakaris, it's not an erva in the sense that bala nida, the child is not a... there's no consequence, no manzeres. So, but it's basically 18 and 4 for Bnei Nayach, 3 and 3. Now, that's the rule of Bnei Nayach before Geirus. We know that Ger Shenis Gayer Kakot Shenay Ladami. Now, when a Ger is Megayer, he has no relatives. All of his previous relatives don't have a din of relatives. Ger Shenis Gayer Kakot Shenay Ladami, it's a Sugya in Yevamos Chavveis. And that means that Minat Torah, none of the 3 relatives that are also to Ben Nayach, the Issur comes off. We will learn in this Sif that there are 2 Darabanans. One is the Darabanan Shaloyaymar Bo Mikedusha Chamura LeKedusha Kala. That a person who's Megayer shouldn't say, I came from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. Before, I was not allowed to marry my mother. Now I'm a guy, I'm allowed to marry my mother. It appears that his geirus brought him from a stricter level of observance to a more lenient level of observance. Because beforehand, he was not mutter, and now he's becoming mutter. What? Pre-existing marriage. Okay, we'll talk about it 1 second. So therefore, gezera number one is shaloyay merba mikdusha chamura kedusha kala. Now, like Moshe says, we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch, even if he was married before he was megayer, he married one of these erevs. He's now one of these 3. He's not allowed to marry, and he's megayer. We tell him to be pirish. It can't be that before he's megayer, we tell him you can't be married, and after he's megayer, we say, oh, now you're okay. Can't be. So that gezeira only affects 3 arayas, and that's a gezeira shloyam erba mikedusha chamura lekedusha kal. There's a second gezeira.
So that's one of the rabbanon.
That's one rabbanon. The second rabbanon is on she'er ha'aim b'chlal. Any erva from the mother's side, we aser because it's confusing to people. Which ones are b'nei Nayach? So what were the 3 again? Like which ones were they? It's not even logical. A Ben Nayach to his daughter is mutter. Like if you tell him a Ben Nayach is on 3, you would assume a daughter, but a daughter is mutter. Zir Masus and Zir Masum. Father to daughter don't have a halachic relationship. So therefore, the Rabbanan Aser, the second Zayra, all share ha'aim by Bnei Nayach, but that they didn't ask a B'diyavet. They asked it only Lachatchila. They were married before Geiris. So since there's no Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kala, because a Ben Nayach is mutter. So that they didn't ask the B'diyavet.
And the Exegeris?
That's a rundown of all these few sifim we have here.
Can they get married with
a
chimur?
No. So they asked
it. Because you still don't have the first gezeira.
You don't do not have the first gezeira, but you have the second gezeira. The sharing is awesome.
Right, so that goes.
That's basically the rundown of what we have. They were not guys of the Rabbanans, like they called Shniyas in the very Sefer. In the Gemara, certain relatives, Shniyas, you know what they called Shniyas? The Rabbanans had a second generation. In the Torah, you're not allowed to marry a mother, the Rabbanan and a grandmother. They added a second generation, and Shniyas in the very Sefer, that would be Gzeira, the Gzeira that Chazal didn't apply. So I just told you it was a basic rundown of all these first Sifim. There are a couple of things that come out Lamaisa, which are sort of secondary rules. I'd like to go through the first four Sifim you have on your page. We'll read through, learn through it. I don't mean to run through it. And then we'll talk about secondary things. As I said, these are not shilas that are frequently asked, because the Yetzirah for marrying relatives was batel, and it's hard to imagine that by Matan Torah they were Baichin Amish B'chaseyem Al Arayish and Esru Lahem. They had such a taiva for it. It's hard to understand. So let's learn these four sifim. Sifal Din Torah Shemuta Lager Shisa Imay Ayachaisa Meimay Shenis Gairu. A ger is cut in Shenaylin. He's allowed to marry even his mother or his sister from his mother, who's Asatim. Avachachamim Asru Davazek that Shilayimru. This is the first Rabbanan. That these relatives, the Mechaber mentions two out of the three, we'll have the third later in Sif Gimel, that these two, that are Asa B'neiach, a mother and a sister from the mother, from the mother's side, are Asa Shalo Yaimru, V'chein Ger Shabal Imai, Ayachosev Ibigiyusa, Harihu Kabal Aramis. If a Ger is Mizana with a guy, even if that guy is his mother, it's not Shaykh marriage, she's still a guy. So that Kibbal Aramis, it's not an Erev, it's not an Issacharis, it's Baal Aramis. What's a Baal Aramis? What's the Isser of Bia with a Gaita? So that's already a Machlekes Rishayim. What the Isser is, but it's not so Chomer like a Baal Imai. So this is the rule of so that was the first half of the Sif. They're both Megayer, Chacham and Masru, Dovazeh. And if one is a guy and not the other, well, obviously it's not Shaykh marriage, one's a gaita, so it's kabah b'giyusay. So based ketzad, din gerim b'aroi, shall share basar. What is the din of gerim in relatives? Im haya nasui, if he was previously married, shu'ay v'kechavim li'imay ala chaysem i'imay, to one of these two of his gairu, mafrishanay son, even b'di evidence asar, v'maya nasi l'shar aroi, yisim in his gairu hu v'ishtay, if you're married to others, share imai, emefrish naisa. Okay, again, only the mother and sister, so they were alzgai, they were erevis. When you're magai, you were mafrish them. Other ones were not. Shach Beis explains, baroye shasher basa, the shach explains it. Kloy mekachua din gerim. Im over al dasai baichu avikichavim. If he was over on his rules when he was a guy, v'nasi imayaya chaisem even his gairu, he did an illegal marriage, and he was Megayim, Afrishanai Sanai Lamis. We say, he can't be married forever. Forever, you can't be married. Shemlo Yimchu B'yadai, if you're not going to stop them, Afa Pisha Avar B'giyusei Aldatai, even though when he was a guy, he was over on his das, Mekomachim Yairim, Banu Mekdusha Chamura, Shekvara Sisi B'Isser, where was a guy, I was also with my mother, Vakshav Hutrali, and now Megayrit's mother. So that's it, he's married to a mother or a sister. If he married any other arayis from the mother's side, I feel mitzara aim in his gairu who vishtayimai, and the megayir is married couple kivishen Israel mishum gezera. The Israel the lasi lachlufei. Since there it's only a gezera because people confuse the relatives. There hayol kfar nasui aim afrishin laistan elamis. We're going to learn havchana soon. That when the ger is married, the 3 months we separate them. But besides that, they're mutter. So again, they have the two. So far we only count the two relatives, a mother and a sister, which are osifa b'nei noyach. If they get married, we'll mafrish them. We'll love our royis mitzad ha'im, which we're going to learn in the next sif. It's osif midrabanan. If they were married as gayim, when they're megayim, we allow them to continue living as husband and wife. Now they're nichud for kiddushin, but we allow them to continue.
Like a sister,
I think, what the guy would be able to say. Good. Siv Gimel. This is the second rabbanon. Oyvit chavim asa b'she'er ha'ein. In the relatives on the mother's side, it's a rabbanon. Action is guy who made very seifrim. Umuta b'she'er ha'av. But he's mutter on the father's side. Alva b'she'er b'vadei she'zeh she'er ha'ein. This is again the common mistake people have, that a father's side is mutter because you never know who the father really is. He says no, even if you know who the father is, you're going to umim. For example, they're twins. Shadavu baru shavu zeh avi shel zeh, which certainly have the same father. Afo pikein legazu al sheir aviv lefikach naisei hager eish esachem meaviv. The ger can marry the wife of his brother from the father's side, who's a guy. Veshes achiyav and veshes aviv, veshes benoi. Afo pishin nisus lo achiv, oil achiyaviv, oil benoi. Achashin is gairu. Loimi boy, if as guy they were married, but even if someone's megayir, and his son is megayir, and his son marries a woman if the gairus, and then divorces her or dies, the father can marry that, so to speak, the biological daughter-in-law. Chen achaisim hay meyaviyah, achaisim hayaviv. Ubitash in his gairu, muteres loy. Now the Rama adds, v'yesh oisrim be'eshes aviv. I mentioned to you the six arayas of the Rambam. The Rambam asks eshes aviv. The basic rundown is, it's a machlaikas in the Gemara between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. If eshes aviv is asat b'nei noyach, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, contradicting the rule that halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechaveray. So the Rush and Taisvis and Rashi, and I think the Ramban, paskin that Eishes Aviv is Aser, is Mutter. The Ramban paskin that Eishes Aviv is Aser. The Machlek Srishayin, the Machaber Amor argue, again, Eishes Aviv, not his mother, but his father's wife.
The Ramos taking the Rambam
over? I believe so. What is the Gross saying? Ches? Kibir Shrashi, okay. That's what the Gra brings. Came to Rambam. Came to Sasama Rambam. Alright. At any rate, Avalaina Naisa Layachaisa Me'imai, Layachais Imai Me'imai, anything from the mother's side, Layashisacha Me'imai, Shanasacha Me'imai, Akshanas Gairu, the end of Sukimu. Avam Nasa Achim Shuavi Kachavim Harris Amateras Lai. So She'er Imai is Aser. Someone married a relative of his, that's guy, there's no ishus la'akum, and it's not.
In the case of twins, it's about the
in the case of twins, it's shera, but it's also share her aim. Just remember, you're right. I remember, somebody remarked. Yeah, Rabbi Yaakov is asking, the case of twins, you know it's the same father, but you also know it's the same mother. So, see, in the Gemara, there's a man, the Amar, believe it or not, Achayse mi'ima is asar, Achayse mi'ovi mi'ima is mutter. Such man, the Amar, in the Gemara. But, I don't know, I think, if you look at, let's see Shach Vav, and there's a gra on it. Let's see first Sivdal. Let's talk about Tumim. Sivdal, Shnei Achim Tumim. You have twins. Should I say Rasa Shalai Bikdusha Vlay Dasa Bikdusha? Chayavim Shamesha Sachiv Avlay Chatz Vlay Miyabim. So here you have twins that were conceived as Goy. We had an Hilchas Geiris that if a pregnant woman is Megaya or a child is Megaya with her. Either because of the Yerachimai or because it's not over Yerachimai, but Hainu Revisa is not called Chatzitza. And they're considered brothers. They're considered brothers. I mentioned at the time, this is brought as a raya that birth establishes relatives, not only conception. Got to be the question of host mothers. This is one of the problems. Logic dictates that conception defines relatives. If you take an egg and implanted in a host mother, that those mothers, surrogate mother, shouldn't be a mother in halacha. And that's a consensus generally. The problem is from this sif, where you have a woman who conceived as a guy and gave birth as a Jew, And we say the children are considered related to each other for dinei arayos. So be that as it may, the Dogum Ravava.
Maybe the Salok is only Lachomra. That's why. The Machara said it's Lachomra, but you wouldn't hold that.
It's a problem because the Taisa says they need Pidyan Ben too. That's considered. Right, this time, I'm sorry. The Geirus is, they bring a rabbi, not a rabbi to this. You're saying maybe it's a Lachomra, not Lachomra.
Yeah,
okay, maybe. Maybe. Could be. I don't know, the Dugum Ravava here on the Shach. The second Dugum Ravava, Meistaiti, that's a Rambam Tumilav, the Afagur Rek Shi'i Me'imachas. I feel a Harisha, that's Rabbi Dusha, and Yazabik Dusha, Reila Zemedivere Harambam. Shetomar Hoysach, Hoysav Shalom Me'imai. Even though they were the children of Yifas Tayer. So he's saying is that if one of the twins is considered related to the mother, even for subsequent children from the mother, it doesn't answer what Rabbi Yaakov was asking, but it adds a case. I think you might add it. The Pesachei Tshuva here calls it a machloikis. The Pesachei Tshuva Aleph says, Ayin Shach Daf Ketumim. Yehuda, the Gemara says that Yehuda says that the like Hashach, a filainim to him. Okay, so this is the din. I am still at a loss to answer the case that you asked, but okay. That's true. Even though they have the same father. Okay, good. That's the Shach Zayin. Shach Zayin says, Avaloi Chaltzim. Again, you have a woman who is Toivel while she's pregnant. This is a Minatoira, Ein Amachir, Ela Minav, Ein Veloi Minav, Af Bi Shein Tumim. Harin Nizru, Shalai Bikdusha, Vein Kan Ovais. Nechaitse V'yibam, Ach Min Ha'av B'Ina. Okay, so that's the rule. All right, so this is the basic rule. Sif Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, which you don't have, are all basically two-liners that continue. Sif Tes is Havchana, which I would like to get to. Sif Hey is Hanaisa Giyaris Ubita HaGiyaris. Somebody who marries a Giyaris and her daughter. So neither is related to you. But you married a woman and her daughter. Oshtei HaChoyes Min Ha'em. Yoshev HaMachas Men U'megarish HaShniya. So you, Yoshev, you have to choose one. And be megarish the other one.
You don't penalize.
Because mina tayrit for kedushin is typhus and sivav dasa giyaris umesa mutalisa imai bitosh like gazrael bechayayan. These drabanans on a ger marrying someone who's not really a relative is only when they're alive. If you marry a woman and she dies, you can subsequently marry her daughter. Siv zayin is mutaladam lisa shtei achayes giyaris minaav. Like Gozu Misherav, I told you that. Tol Gezer is only Sher Ha'em and not Sherav. And Ches, I also told you, Ashniyais, the Drabana relatives, Kulon like Gozu Alem Vigerim, Lotikach Mutter, Hager Lisa, Eim Imai, marry his grandmother, Nisi Adam Giyaris, Ve'im Ima, or a woman and her grandmother, Bas Bito, or Bas Bas Bito, great granddaughter, Vachem Shashniyais, all Drabana. Okay. This is a rundown of the Isra of the relatives. Now there is. I assume it's the same way because you can't be. You have to have witnesses to do it. I assume it's established by the same chazaka. Now there is a secondary list of halachas because we have this rule in the Gemara that chazala could search shelo yaimru ba mikedusha chamura lekedusha kala. The original Gzeir is made by relatives. Because of that, there are some secondary rules. The Rambam says that a ger is not allowed to curse his biological father or mother. That he shouldn't say that now that I'm a geir, it's not my father. The Rambam says, "V'noyig by k'tsas kibud." You have to be like a kibud ave. Now I'm a guy or it's not my father and mother. Now the mystery with this is What are you talking about? When he was a guy, he wasn't mechuyev in the isur kibbut avein or mekalel ovi v'imai. So what is the shalai aimru? What is this shalai aimru? Riki Beger asked this kasha. So Riki Beger says, Rav Moshe calls it a daichi. Riki Beger says, because b'nimusayhem, according to the Gaiisha laws, you're not supposed to curse your parents or not be mechabed parents. So they'll say we came from a guy whose respect for your elders is as American as apple pie. No one likes apple pie. No? It's American as apple pie. Okay. But honoring your elders is a Gaiisha value. Shalayim Rubam Ekdusha Chamor Ola Kedusha Kal. Now Ramesha considers that a Dech. Ramesha has a tshuva. Somebody asked regarding there's a halacha, there's a hanhog in Hilchos Geiris that after someone's megayer, we discourage them from keep maintaining their relationship with their biological relatives. Very often they have a good relationship with them, and they have a frumous streak to be megayer. And it was nice to say we had here in the shul somebody who married a geiris from Europe. And she was very committed. She was davening and everything. And she was Megayer. And it was wonderful. For how long was it? A year and a half? 2 years. She went back to Europe to visit them last summer. She never came back. Never came back. Now, it's one thing to have a sort of moral drive. It's another thing to have your emotional connection. So the mamish devir chazal that we discourage them from going back. So the issue... Ramesha was asked, somebody who's a ger said that his mother is ill, he wants to go be mevaka chayla, and he asked, is it the right thing to do? So Ramesha says, look, the Rambam says, noyigim boik tas kavod, you have to show some elements of kavod. It bothers Ramesha why the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. The Rambam says that if the ger is noyigim boik tas kavod, but the Rambam, Ramesha says, sorry, he doesn't know why it leaves it out. But to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha, Ramesha not happy with Shleim Rabbi Kamuro Dusha Kala because the Nimuseim doesn't like that. So Ramesha says that the Anhog of Hakaras HaTov, even a Ben Nayach is obligated in. And he brings places in Chazal where Adam was Nitva for Hakaras HaTov on his tainus on his wife, and he says that we find by Bnei Nayach they were Nitvoim. Ramesh says Hakar Sataiv Yechayev. That's why he says Noig by Ketzas Kavod. You have to be Noig Hakar Sataiv Dikah Kavod. In Hilchis Kibbut Aveim, it's much more than that. Kibbut Aveim is even if a parent rips up your valuables, you're not supposed to scream at them. You're not supposed to react. So Noig by Ketzas Kavod Al Hakar Sataiv. And Ramesh writes, even though the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the Rambam. Maybe he holds it's not an obligation, but it can't be the Shulchan Aruch holds it's an Isser, the Rambam holds the mitzvah. And therefore he says, that's a karas hatayv, that you can go back.
Can you learn from the Torah, or a case like Dom Benesino, or even Aso, that they complimented them because of...
Complimented them for Kibbut Aveim? Okay.
The Brass is a fish.
On general, on mitzvahs.
No, but this guy...
By Dom Benesino? Says he got Tzchak and so dies. Yeah, maybe.
Isn't Noach and Omixus have the same language that's used for a father-in-law or an older brother? You have to be
so. I don't think there's any connection, though. No.
What about if a ger's parent passes away? We obviously don't see Shiva, but
there's a tshuva. Bavad Yosef has a tshuva. Someone asked if he could say Kaddish on his father who's a guy. He said, if you're Makar Tov, you could say Kaddish. But you don't have kedima for the amid. You don't have kedima for anything. But he says, if you feel a karas hatayv, he says,
"Shabbos."
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shabbos.
So
you're
last week they can go to the funeral, but not.
Well, not if it's a religious. Anyway, so that's the second thing. Okay, we have. One topic left, and that's siftes. The rule, yeah. That's the yaimru, right? Ramesha mentions it as that way, as a chol Hashem. So he mentions it in his tshuva. The tshuva is, I think, tshuva kuf lamid, in the first Yeridaya. No, Yeridaya Beis, kuf lamid. Okay, at any rate, let's go to another topic, which is the months of Havchana. And there's one very, one Klaliyistika ruler. Let's go in order. A Geretz Megayer, at the end of the Geirus, we tell them, you're not allowed to marry for 91 days. For the 3 months of Havchana, the Gemara says a Ger can't be Megayer, you have to wait at Shiei Hukra Ubra, until if she's pregnant, you could recognize the pregnancy. But the Paiskim can say, Lav Dafka Hukar, it means the amount of time that you could tell. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siftes, Gershon is Gayer Vishtaima, man and woman who are Megayer together.
So you have to wait
3 months to have their wedding, to have a wedding ceremony. Obviously, they're not halachically married once they're megayer. The Ramah is the main rights of lekai me'in tzricha get. If you married someone as a guy and you're megayer, both of you, you don't need a get. But that's the rule. The rule is you need 3 months of havchana. So Dagum Ravava comes in here.
The
Zayt Bihuda.
The rest of the Ramah.
What?
It's the rest of the Ramah says you have to separate from her.
You have to, that's what I said, right. You have to separate from her for 3 months. So the Dagum Ravava here discusses the question of a Zakena. Of a woman who's older, she's beyond her fertile years. So the Dagum Ravava says, interestingly, if you're looking at the Shulchan Aruch, you could look in the Pisrei Tshuva, where it's a little easier to read. Pischei Tshuva Beis, I am a Dagom Ravava Shekasav, Mihizikena, ain't Sricha Hafrasha. Why do you need Hafrasha? You need Hafrasha because she might be pregnant. She's not pregnant, she's an older woman. Av Shechok is Mechaikik Bevan Ezer, Nistapik Bezer. Now listen to Schil. Hayu Minizgai Rahi, Vinisis Lachish, and Nizgai Rishneyem. If a couple is Megayer and she's a Kizikena, you don't need 3 months because she's a Kena. But if she was Megayer alone, she was a Geiris alone, and Nisus Achakach, so then Dinai Kamai be Israel. Then he is not allowed to marry her until 3 months pass. But Nisgayru Shneim Yachad, he says, the Lemishkach is Kiyaita be Israel, ain't Sarchaf Rasha. He says, when they're Megayah together, so it's a continuation of a marriage, so we're, by Zakena, we're Mekel. Mashenkin, when he's a Yisrael, where you have Ke'enze, by a woman who has a get, and for whatever reason, one has a get, we leave 3 months of Havchana. So by a Yisrael, we ask her, and that's where the Chalkas Mechaikik is most supik, but that's that. And there's a second after the Gomor Vava, which I want to get back to, but first, about this topic. Rav Moshe. What? Why doesn't she take the pregnancy test? Ramesh has a tshuva, which is really a tshuva has to do with a lot of areas in halacha. We have a concept of nishtana hateva. Certain areas, nature change. Now, when I say nishtana hateva, I mean in halacha. I don't mean only in observation. You know, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, nishtana hateva is in my lifetime. He said that when he got married in 1920 or 19 around then, he said women had a vest kavua, and today it's almost unheard of. My Lord Rechassanim had one chassan, my wife had a vest kavua, the same day of the month and the same hour of the day, always when she got up in the morning, and like clockwork. I asked if she was of German origin, be so precise, but she wasn't, and it's an incredible thing, but. But it's very rare today that a woman has a vest kavua. There are certain things that nishtana hateva, for example, Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about Achrayim. Shulchan Aruch says that even though in the Gemara it says that Yimachal Shabbos to heat up water to bathe a child before Bris Milah, because this is Hakana, but the Shulchan Aruch in Archaim and Simishin Lamed Aleph Siftes says Bizman Hazeh, we don't do that because it's not a Hakana if you don't bathe the child. Now you say today you have disinfectants, but I'm talking about the Shulchan Aruch, the 1500s, is writing that it's nishtana hateva. The same thing, the Gemara says that Yeledes Letisha, women who gave birth in 9-month pregnancies, They gave birth exactly 270 days after conception. Since conception was one, it could be the first, second, or third day. It was 270, 71, 72. It was precise. The OBGYNs would be very happy with such an arrangement. You know, you could figure out which day she's giving birth. And that is the Shtana HaTeva, the Nafkaminis in Halacha. For a Yibum, it's a Nafkamina. I'm talking about full pregnancy. Nafkamina is if a woman, her husband dies, and she needs Yibum, and then she gives birth 275 days later. The Din of the Gemara is, we would say, that that pregnancy was after the father, after the husband's death, because he can't give birth 275 days later. But the Shulchan Aruch in Heaven has a Siman Kuf Nun Vav. It says not that way. It says, Bizman Hazeh, even Letisha, that sometimes Yeled is longer, more than 9 months, and therefore you don't do Yibum. Who says a year? Shulchan Aruch. I can remember the Chuvus Nei Bihuda, he says up to a year. But that's again, that's a change in the Metzias. And also the Gemara says that a cow doesn't give birth till it's 3 years 3 years old, and Bizman Hazeh gives birth after even in the second year. So the Gemara says Nishtana Hateva, there are things where nature changed, Nafkaminas and Halacha. The question is, all these examples that I mentioned to you are chumras. You're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, Nishtana Hateva. You're not allowed to be miyabim her because she had a child. Do you say Nishtana Hateva Lekula? So this is a machlokes. Rav Moshe has one of his long, many anaf long tshuvas in Yeridei Gimel Tshuva Nun Beis. I think he has more than one tshuva on it. But he says, he's talking there about a woman who's pregnant, about Hilchas Nida. Let's say she has a vest kavua. She has to be chayshish 3 months for her vest when it changes. She's pregnant, does she have to be chayshish for a vest? Ramesha Paskin is that you say Nishtana Hateva Lekula. And to the outcry against Ramesha, how he could say such a chiddush, he shows that it's a Bach and a Nadab Yehudu who said it before him. And Ramesha holds strongly that there's such an idea that it's Nishtana Hateva, we make it's not set in stone 3 months of Havchana. If she has a period, certainly if she takes a pregnancy test, and you know that she's pregnant, that it's not a light plug. You know that she's not pregnant. She got a period. You know she's not pregnant. You take pregnancy. You know she's not pregnant. She doesn't have to wait the full 91 days. Well, so this would also be a teretz. I mentioned to you that somebody had called me with Shiloh Vigeris that I went to Rebelski with, and what bothered us is that she got married a month after Vigeris. It may be that the Rav was Seimech on this, that she got a period, and the Rav was Seimech, or maybe took a pregnancy test. I don't know if they had it 50 years ago, but there was Seimech on that to be able to get married within the 3 months. So this is Rav Moshe's rule of Nishtana Hateva Lekula. There's a Tshuva Rebbe Kiva Eger where a woman whose husband went overseas gave birth. She suddenly was carrying a child. She gave birth, and Maranin in Basra, Rabbi Kivega says they were tumbling about her because she had gone to the mikveh the month after her husband left, and they were Maranin after her that she was mezana. She still had a period. And that she was Mizana. I don't know exactly the dates, but so Rabbi Kivager was Mekel. Shalom Zeris. Rabbi Kivager was Mekel. He says the Gemara says women could get their period after they're pregnant. He adds maybe she'd have a full period, maybe she only exsamim, which even today they have. and therefore he's. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Meikel, okay. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Meikel. So Rav Moshe writes that, first of all, even if Rabbi Kiva Eger held that way, there's a Bach and Abihu, they're not like him. And second of all, he writes, Bechshash Mamzeris, where also both Malamit Schus, he shows Abihu himself has a similar tshuva with a woman who got a period. And to avoid a Chshash Mamzeris, the Behuder, Bekiv Eger, Wameikel, And it's not to say Mamzeris, even by Sveikus, we try to be Mekel. And therefore, Ramesha holds that that we say Nishtana Teva Fil Lakula. Presumably, he holds that way. Certainly, he holds that way also by a Gersh in this guy. DNA will only help after the baby's born, you mean? It helps, but we try to avoid going down that road. I mentioned here on Shavuos, I don't know if I mentioned it here, this woman in the South who they accused of fraud and claiming children, an unwed mother who claimed children as her descendants, and they did DNA testing, and they were not DNA matches to her. And when she gave birth the next time, they had Shamer in the office, and they had one of their Shamer there to make sure it's her child. The DNA test, it did not match the mother. And until this woman, everyone assumed that it's impossible. So what they did is they scraped the uterus, and they found the baby matched the DNA of the uterus and not the DNA of the rest of the woman. And they established that there are times where you have twins at the time of conception in vitro, and they're still multi-celled, not yet body, multi-celled creatures, and they fuse together as one. And a person can have some parts of his body formed by one of the cells and one by the other, and the DNA doesn't necessarily match. It doesn't match. And in such a case, and so I don't know. Now, it doesn't, but DNA match is still a match. It doesn't disprove a match. It disproves a lack of matching, that it's not necessarily so. But as far as we know, a DNA match is still proof.
Because
we're not mighty laws on somebody who has a cheskes kashrus. We're not mighty laws. Remember, min ha-Torah suffik mamza vadeh v'lay mamza suffik. Min ha-Torah mamza suffik is mutter. The rabbanim are machron mamza suffik. So, now there's a second chiddush here in the Dagum Ravava. There's something called dam chimud. What's dam chimud? That is, that if a man proposes to a woman and she doesn't have a period, she has to be pirish for Shiva Nikiyam. We assume that the excitement of the proposal might cause dam chimud, a certain amount of uterine bleeding. And Chazal v'chayshish, any dam chimud, you need Shiva Nikiyam, you have to go to the mikveh before you can get married. That's the rule of dam chimud. So Ramesh has a chayla about a Shchid Meirah. There was a Shchid Meirah who was very sick, and he gave his wife a get because it was a case of Igun. They had no children. The wife would fall to Chalitza. The brother was either overseas or not from. The woman would be in the Sagein. So he gave a get to the woman to avoid Igun. To everyone's surprise, Igun should be Aguna. I meant she shouldn't fall to Yibum and become an Aguna. So and then he recovered. He said, "You know what? Let's remarry."
He didn't give it out tonight.
He didn't give it out tonight. We try not to do it tonight. So now he's going to remarry her. So he got better. He said, "Okay, let's get married." So the question was, "Do you need dam chimud? Do you need to be wait seven nikim and go to the mikveh for dam chimud?" So Ramesha writes, "Look at this Dagum Ravava." Here the Dagum Ravava writes, not quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, at the end of the Dagum Ravava, he writes, "Gam nili estaiti, sha'acha kalois gimel chadashim, after the 91 days are up, gishem hazira, ain't sar shiva nekiyim, and my person need the bentayim. If she doesn't need nekiyim otherwise, for neither reasons, you don't need, v'av shen nisbar le'el, kuf tzadik bey, shem hazig rushos, it's tzricha shiva nekiyim. Someone divorces a woman and takes her back, you do need Shiva Nikiyam. Shani Hasam Shagirsha Lachalutin. There he gave her a divorce and said goodbye. And it's Yaisha Mimenu. And she said, forget it. Lakachi Kachimud Ma'achadash. Therefore, there's a new excitement when they remarry. Here, when they separated for 91 days, it was Adas to come back. Ain't Kan Chimud Chadash. There's no new excitement. So Ramesha says it's a Pharish Dogum Ravava.
You have to have it.
You don't need, there's no Chimut Chadash.
She didn't expect
to get it. But there was no Gerishin L'Chalutin. The Gerishin originally wasn't a perfect Gerishin. Because he thought he'll die. Okay. We say as far as their relationship, there was no break in the relationship. It's no different if he gave her a get. He didn't give her a get. She feels like his wife. You're thinking technically. You have to think emotionally. You have a woman, her husband's dying, and her husband recovers. She's always excited her husband recovers. But to get or not to get didn't affect their relationship. The get was done for legal reasons. What?
He's doing her a favor.
The get was to do her a favor. He loved her, he gave her a get. Not because he didn't like her, right? So so it's, you know, it's wonderful. The Shiloh comes up, you start learning through Hilchus Nida, and you wonder what did Hilchus Nida. Everybody says, no, it's Hilchus Geirus. The Reish Samach Tes, which nobody learns. You know, it's over here, the Dogum Ravava, it's Beferish. It's Taka Beferish. That when there's no Gershil Chalutin, that there's no such thing. Okay, so this is, so we had in this Simin, I guess, the rule of Gershon is Gaya, and the rule of the Chachay Chimud. Sifir Aleph is another Chiddush, Linyin Eidos. Listen to this, what would you say? Two brothers are Megayer. Now, Cheshem Mishpat Shaila, could they say this one for the other? You would say?
Yes.
Yes? I thought you would say no. They love each other like brothers. Not only they're brothers, they're Megayer together. But you're right. Linyan Eidus, after La'achim and Aav, Me'idim Zelazet. Gershon Sky, Kanshin Eiladami. They could say this one for the other. We have a rule that Psul Kurva is not for Shash Meshaker. In the Rosh Hashanah's Torah, there's a Kovitzaris, a beautiful Kovitzaris on this, that Psul Achim is Gzeres HaKosov, Psul Korva. It's not Al Chashash Meshaker. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Afilu Moshe and Aaron, Apostle say this one on the other, because they're brothers, not Chashash Meshaker. I'm afraid Moshe Rabbeinu is lying, but Apostle say this. So Rav Chana writes on this. The Gemara says even Moshe and Aaron, apostles say this one the other. He says Afal Pikein, if Moshe Rabbeinu said this about Aaron, we would pass in that way Al Tanan Sadi that it's true. He says we have an Ansadi in Umdana that it's true, so we're passing that way Al Tanan Sadi. If it's Gzeres Hakosav and David Shaber Apostle Mishnayim, we can't go with Ansadi. But in Chayshem Mishpat, where we go with Ansadi, he says it's Sul Kurva, but there's no Chesh Meshager. And we were passing that way anyway, Al Tanan Sadi. So here, Sifyut seems to be a raya to the idea that Psul Kurva is out of this. Sifyut Aleph, Walinyan din ger kosha lada indidim almanis. Tinavdinim of a ger is kosha rushate imoy mi Yisrael. Only, what's going on? Only if his mother is a Yisrael. Good, this psul of you, it has to be a srara. You don't give to somebody who's a complete ger. So if it's imay mi Yisrael, the shasas hu adin ovim mi Yisrael, avolam ein imay mi Yisrael pasul ladin es Yisrael. If he's a total ger, he can't be a dayan. Avlachaveri ger don is the din of srara that we don't give srara to a ger. Parsha Melech, lachalitza pasul afil lachalitzas gerim ashi ovim imay mi Yisrael. The chalitza, you have to be a Jew, which is your mother's Yisrael, and there has to be a brother from the father's side. So Memela, that's
if
the
Yisrael,
because it's a psul in the yichus.
It's not really
it's interesting because in the Gemara there's a man the Yamar that Tzvicha. Oh really? It needs to be a dayan. Actually, okay, science is correct. Okay. A Rav? Yeah, well, what about a Rav? So it depends if it's Sroro or not. Who brings? Somebody brings that to learn from the Parsha of Melech, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Apostle Lodin is Yisrael, Kosov Aramba, Milchus Malachim. Eimam Yidim Melech, Mekal Geir, Mashi Imam Yisrael, Vloy Lamachus Bovat, Elochol Sroro is be Yisrael, Afilim Mamun al Amasamayim. Even the charter of the waterworks, Shemachakim Imenu. He gives it out to people. Says he has psul yichus. He's not allowed to have srara. The question is, what's called srara? Srara has to be some level of power. The question is, what's a level of srara of power? Ramesh has a shaila about a mashgiach. The heksher is called srara. So he says that the Rav HaMachshir is a position of srara. Mashgiach who goes into the stores is not a level, is not a position of Sarah. Interesting, Shiloh. There's one interesting tshuva he has. Someone wrote him that he wrote about Srara, about the Yana tshuva, about the Hesher of Srara, that you have to have full power. So someone wrote him a letter that in Israel, they're going to let the prime minister be a woman. Srara also has to be a man, not a woman. So Ramosha letter, you're writing, if it's not absolute Srara, it's allowed to be a woman. In Israel, they're going to elect a woman as prime minister. Isn't that terrible? So Ramosha printed the tshuva. It's very strange. He says, the Israeli government doesn't listen to me anyway. Because Srara, you have to be Shemesh Shabbos also. So what's the difference if it's Golda Meir or if it's Ben-Gurion? Not the same. It's interesting, Ramosha printed the tshuva with the name of the person who started up with him. And... what? So there was mutter. There was mutter. Even David HaMelech was one side. If it, what? That's what Ramesh has in the tshuva. Ramesh is tshuva to a man who died. His wife, he had a hefshar as baron husband. The wife says she can take over. She said, I don't remember to who. Yeah, gave her share. Okay. Now, oh, you mean it was Messias? I'm not sure I'd comment. Iris, I don't know, but the in summing up the din of Geirus, there is a general tumult in the Paiskim about how merutza, how desirable it is to have Geirim in Klal Yisrael. There are divrei Chazal that contradict one the other, and famous is Gemara that Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kesapachas. Tosfos there brings from one of the Balei Tosfos, who's a Ger, who was a Avram, I don't remember, who says, you know what's Pshat Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kesapachas? Because the Geirim are so from, that's a Kitrug on the Yidden, the born Yidden that are not from enough. That's what he meant. So at any rate, there is a certain amount of Sissach over the desirability of it. But there's no question that once someone's Megayer, there's a mitzvah of Ahavas Ager. The Chinuch writes in the introduction that the mitzvah that's mentioned the most time in the Torah is Ahavas Ager, which he says is mentioned 36 times. Now he doesn't really say Ahavas Ager 36 times. But by many mitzvahs it says Ulagercha, Ulagercha B'sharecha, it mentions Gerim 36 times. So this idea that there's a rotzen to... whatever the din is about taking him in the first place, once someone's Megayah, there is an Indian of a special mitzvah. I guess someone wrote a letter, I think it was in the Kilas Yaakov, about marrying a Geiris, if it's okay, it's a Chatchila, it's B'diyeved, the kind, no, marry a Geiris, what about a Yisrael? So he writes, what's so terrible? Every day you'll be Mekayim, B'haftim a Seger. Now, I don't know this type of marrying off his children to Geirim, but... from descendants of a king. Alright, so there's no question. Right, there's one last topic, which maybe we'll talk about at a different time. There's a kasha on Cotton Chanel, Gersh and this guy, Cotton Chanel, a dummy. The Gemara Yevamis learns Dine Geiris from Matan Torah. That by Matan Torah, the Geirim, Klai Yisrael were Geirim. They had Tefillah, Mila, whatever they needed. But it says they were Baichal Mishpachay Seyem, Al Iskege Arayish and Esrelahem. After Mountain Tyre, there should have been no Dine Erva. Should have been no Halachas of Ervas after Mountain Tyre. And a matter of fact, that's how they answer how the Shvatim were born with Tumim. Had they married a sister? Had a Dina marry Shimon? They were a Chaisim of Avivimai. Some Rashah says it wasn't Avivimai, but the Pashtas was the Avivimai. So the question is, why don't you say Gershon this guy cut in Shanay Ladami? There's a Maral in Parshas Vayigash, which I see Rav Huttner has a number of pieces on. Parshas Vayigash on the Pasuk Ben Aknanis, on that Rashi, so the Mizrahi asks, Gershon's guy called Shanay Ladami. The Mizrahi asks that they were sisters. Even a Ben Nayach is also to a sister, to a full sister. So So the Mizrahi answers, is going like the Mandi Amar, that if it's a chaisim, yovavumi ima yibenayach is motor, which is a daichi because it's a chad Mandi Amar in the Gemara. The Maral there says, very interestingly, he says, Gershon is Geyer, Katan Shanoi Ledami, on any voluntary Geyrus. If you do a Geyrus, a voluntary Geyrus, like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Shvatim, all the Shvatim were voluntary Geyrus, didn't have to be Geyrim. Ishmael wasn't a Yid, and Yitzchak was. But on a Geyrus, a Bar Karchach Dikke Geyrus, a Kafalei Makagigis, he says, the Maral says, then there's no din of Gershon is Geyr, Katan Shanoi Ledami, and you remain usa to your relatives. So the question is, what's pshat in the garden in the Reb Naftali? Tali says the bakarchik tikigerus is the Maral says the bakarchik tikigerus. You don't say kachin shgai kachin gershon shgai kachin daladavi. So Rav Hutner, it's in letter Dalit, I think, has an explanation kedarkei. But the yeshivas usually explain it with the Reb Naftali. Naftali says that there are two parts to being a Jew: yichus Yisrael and kedushas Yisrael, and once a person has Yichus Yisrael, then Kedushas Yisrael is Chal Bal Karchem. He says, if he's a Shittu Mekubetzes and Suvus Yud Aleph, what about the Ketanim that were a mountain tyrant? Later on, they should be able to be, they should say, I don't want when they turn Bar Mitzvah, no such thing. He says, a mountain tyrant, since they had already Yichus Yisrael, now where Yichus Yisrael kicks in, if the Shvatim can marry to Umim, we're saying they were voluntary Geirims, that they were conscious Leiladam. Once it hits a level of Yichus Yisrael, whatever that means, then Kedushas Yisrael is Chal Bar Karchem. And that's what the Maral means, that when it's a Geiris Bar Karchem, because they already have the Yichus Yisrael, so once they have that, then the Geiris, they become, they remain Asa B'Kreveihem. Yeah. What? So that's a possible explanation of the Maral. Whether it fits into the Maral well is questionable. Putner has his beer. Putner says, Kavalei Markagigas, is that Hashem made the truth so obvious at Har Sinai that they had no choice. That's how Putner explains it. The Emes was so obvious, the heavens open, that's Kavalei Markagigas, that's what means they were forced. Now, why relatives remain also because of that, you have to look. I think it's Igeris Dalid, and in the footnote it says in Shmuis he has a piece on it. So, Maramachim Anilach. Yeah.
36 times.
I never studied it. Maybe you're right. I can't. Okay. So if it's a Yidua Kasha, do you have a Yidua Teret? Yeah. Well, I don't know that we have Gary Tosha today. You have to be Kabbalah and Bez. He's a Kabbalah and Bez. Why, they're Mekabel and Bezin, you mean? No, if they were Mekabel and Bezin, it's not a Gerit Taisha. So who has today Gerit Taisha? What? Who holds that way? Oh, really? Also, the Brisker Rav, the letters in the back, he says Gerit Taisha is not if he does it in a Tikkun HaOlam. If he does it, then they Tikkun HaOlam. It's the world. You can't murder people. You can't. That's not good enough. He has to do it l'shem derbayin shalom. Because he is. What do you mean? Mekabel shem mitzvah b'nei noichim. Mechuyev anyway. Shem mitzvah b'nei noichim. The false kasha. In afay dezar. So Brisker Rav answers like ben noich can do it l'shem Tikkun HaOlam. But Ger Toshev has to do it because the Bayri Elam commanded us. To be able to be mad to less. I hope he was willing.
He was a descendant of somebody who's
the father's side, I hope.
Was there a father's side, Ukrainian or a Polish?
Really?
And he was Ricardo, and they sold him, and they sold him the land.
They sold the land, okay. They could have gotten the Noahites. There are a lot of Noahites. Yeah. All right, we come back. Maybe we should have Chasefet Torah first, and then Hilchos Challah. We're up to Chasefet Torah, so we'll do that with Hashem. Okay, what are now? We're resuming the Sunday after the camps come back. Camps are starting now. I think it's the week before Labor Day. What? 8th, the 9th week from today.